This is Firepower, only at band.video. And now, your host, Will Johnson.
Hello, hello, welcome everybody. My name is Will Johnson from FirepowerNews.com. Okay, I'm pretty sure you're all aware President Trump has been in, they're proceeding with impeachment of President Trump. Nancy Pelosi came out and said it. Okay, so America is at war. Seriously, think about it. The year 2019, America is at war. The country is divided like never before. And what are we going to do about it? Where are we going to stand on this? Are we going to sit by idly by while this happens? So who's in the line of fire? President Trump is in line of fire when it comes to the Democrats. He's been in the line of fire for the Democrats since when he went down the escalator, since before he started running for president. This is more than just impeaching the sitting president of the United States. This is an act of war against the American people. That's exactly what this is. You remember the 2016 election? Do you remember that? It wasn't Russia that elected President Trump. It was the American people. And the left knows this. And they know they're going to lose come 2020. That's why they're proceeding with all of this. This country has never seen a political party call for impeachment based on zero evidence. You understand that? They have nothing. Let's talk about the whistleblower. They haven't even seen the information from the whistleblower yet. This is not what the American people are asking for. We elect people to do the work for the people of the United States. We don't send them up to the hill just to do whatever it is they want to do. They're supposed to be doing the job for us. So now they want to impeach President Trump because he's done nothing wrong. To them, him helping the American people like no other president has, to them, that is wrong. That's how they see it. So they figure they have to stop him. Now, House Leader Nancy Pelosi, she caved in and she gave exactly what the leaders, the true leaders of the Democratic Party want, and that's AOC and the squad. She gave them exactly what they wanted. But see, it goes bigger than just them. If you notice the timing of all of this, President Trump goes to the UN. And now all of a sudden, Nancy Pelosi, she has to bring the hammer down, right? 3+ years after everything they've tried to do to try to take out President Trump, nothing has worked. They are now going for the second to last thing they can do to take out President Trump. And God forbid they go for the last resort. God help us. It's more important than ever that we, the American people, support this president like no other time in the history of this country. The time is now. We can't waste any more time waiting for someone to do something. Not doing anything can result in the loss of our freedoms along with our lives. That's where we are right now. We have people running for political office across the country that's willing to fight against the evils of the left. And we need to support these people. So who should be on fire? You, us, the American people, we should be on fire right now because of what these Democrats are doing. They're trying to destroy everything that men and women in the past have died for. Go to band.video, share this video. Band.video. All right, let's head on into the studio. We're going to have a guest coming on with us tonight. Her name is Elaine Zhao. Elaine Zhao, she's running for governor of San Francisco. Like I said, we need to vote for people that's going to fight against the evilness that's coming on our front doorstep right now. And that is the Democrat Party. Wake up, wake up, wake up. All right, Tom Pepper will be riding shotgun again with me tonight. We're talking about impeachment. We're talking about impeachment. They want to impeach us because they don't like the American people. It's not just President Trump. They hate the American people because the American people are the people that voted President Trump in. It was not Russia. It was not Russia. All right, we'll see you in a minute. This is Will Johnson, FirepowerNews.com.
in the fire of truth. Firepower with Will Johnson.
All right. It's booming in my ears. Hello, my name is Will Johnson. Firepowernews.com. Tom Pepper riding shotgun with us. We have a lot to talk about. This is the craziness that I've been talking about. They're going to impeach. We did an episode, impeach or not to impeach. And here they are. They're now impeaching or trying to attempt to impeach the president of the United States. I'm still trying to recover my voice. If we have Tom Pepper, let's go ahead and bring him on with us. You know what? This whole Russia thing is completely, it's not even Russia, right? They're saying this is Russia 2.0. I mean, come on. Let's just be real. I mean, it is. This is Russia 2.0. I mean, that's exactly what
it is. Russia.
Yeah.
Well, you're right, Will. Russia backfired on them. It totally petered out. They didn't get anything they thought they could get accomplished. And now this is the shiny new toy. But in typical fashion, I think this is going to really backfire on them. I think it's already backfiring on Joe Biden, whose son allegedly benefited from this crazy deal, making $50,000 a month because of Joe Biden's interference.
I mean, that's a great deal. I mean, seriously, I mean, it's a beautiful deal. Who would turn that down? You know what? I'm kind of curious. I wonder if Obama knew about it. And maybe Obama's getting paid under the table or something. But you know, the Democrats, they can commit all these crimes and no one will say anything. They'll look the other way. So we have some clips that's going to prove and we're going to lead them to what we're talking about here. And this first clip is with the Ukraine hoax in Russia, or as the Ukraine hoax as Russia. Okay. So let's go to that clip.
Did the president do anything improper?
Right. This has all the hallmarks of the Russia hoax, right? It's the same. Let's just go through it. Something leaks out that there's something bad that happened. And then it goes, it's the same reporters that report on it. The same exact reporters that reported on the Russia hoax report on it. And then you move forward. And what happens? Then supposedly they come and testify the night before they testify. Then this whistleblower, who supposedly doesn't want anybody to know who this person is or what information they have, well, it's spilled all over the pages of the Washington Post the day before the ICIG, the Inspector General for the Intelligence Community, comes in and briefs us.
Yeah.
So this is, it looks, whoever came up with this scheme, because it looks like it was somebody trying to deflect what Biden did back in 2015. Okay. He's definitely got some questions that he needs to answer as to what was he doing talking to the Ukrainian leadership at the time when his son has a contract. We want to get to the bottom of that also. But this scheme seems to have backfired on Biden. I mean, Biden's already dropping in the polls and this probably could be the end.
Yeah, you know, that's exactly what's going on. But you know what? The Democrats are doing all this because they're stick up for their own. I mean, they're going for broke here. I mean, this is crazy. Nunes called it out. He called it out exactly for what it is. This is a Russia collusion 2.0. And because they have nothing. I mean, have we even seen anything from the whistleblower report yet? I mean, seriously? And they're like, this is ground for impeachment because we have nothing. Let's go. They see that they're losing grip on the American people. And that's the reason why they're doing it.
No, you're exactly right, Will. And I think it's absolutely hilarious that now President Trump, just in the last few hours, has said, you know what? Fine. I'll release the transcripts. I'll let everybody see exactly what I was talking about with the Ukrainians. And I think that obviously that's not something that a guilty person does. I think what we're going to see is a whole lot of bad allegations for the Biden family. And we're going to see this man, this feeble old man who looks like and talks like he's had at least 5 or 6 strokes. I think he might end up having to drop out because of this.
You know, I mean, I can imagine it's probably really stressful on them because all this stuff is coming up. And the more they keep pushing this, the more dirt going to come out about Joe Biden. He's done. Personally, he's done. I don't know how is he going to recover from this. I mean, he's done. The Democrats are going to push him out. Okay, so we have another clip with on CNN. And if I'm not mistaken, you brought this clip to the table. And I watched this clip earlier and I'm like, this is crazy. I'm surprised CNN is even showing this or kill it, kill it, kill it. I'm surprised they didn't even delete that segment. So let's go ahead and play that clip and then we'll come back and discuss it.
Biden does have a problem here, by the way. I mean, I have to say, $50,000 a month for Hunter Biden, clearly to be selling influence, because otherwise no one would ever pay him that kind of money for a company that frankly was pretty corrupt and has been before and has been since under
investigation. And is that Joe Biden's fault or problem?
No, but it's hard to imagine Joe Biden wasn't aware of it. And I think that I expect that President Obama, if he had known about the reality of this situation, would have probably told Biden, get rid of this. Like, we shouldn't have your son working in this situation. That would have cost him something. And I feel like even if maybe Biden wasn't aware, but Biden should have been aware that that would cause a, cause an issue for him.
I don't see how something this huge can go without Joe Biden knowing about it as VP. And with him being VP, something this huge, how could you not let the sitting president know? I mean, seriously, this could come back and bite us. How could he not let him know?
Well, you know, Will, this just goes back to a typical Democrat behavior. We had similar happen with Hillary Clinton in the State Department. All of a sudden, all of this money goes to the Clinton Foundation or the Clinton Global Initiative. And then the Hillary Clinton State Department does favors for these people. Now we have the same exact thing happening with Vice President Biden in 2015 with his son getting a lucrative deal. I find it impossible to believe that President Obama didn't know exactly what was going on. And he probably doesn't care. But I do think it might be the reason why Obama wouldn't come out and endorse Biden earlier this year.
You hit on something very good, because he probably knows about all this dirt and probably don't want to be tied to it. He said, like, I'm going to cut all ties to you because of all that. You know right. What? You're probably hitting on something really good there. So you want to introduce the next video that we're getting ready to play here?
Well, there's all this speculation, Will, that did Biden know? Didn't Biden know? What did he know and when? We're going back to Watergate, apparently. And again, on CNN, they're being forced to admit what, in all likelihood, is the truth. So let's go ahead and air this next clip, clip 3.
Did Vice President Biden know of his son's role in Burisma when he told Ukraine to fire the prosecutor?
At that point, yes, he would have known, because it had been reported in the press and one of his aides had mentioned it to him just to kind of give him a heads up that he might be asked questions.
Short answer, yes, he knew about it. Of course he knew about it. Is he going to cover it up? Absolutely. Do they want the American people to know that he did something corrupt to that level? Absolutely not, because it's coming back to bite him. It's coming back to bottom. Okay, so before we run out of time, let's go ahead and go into this other clip. This is with Joe Biden answering questions about his son, and he kind of like, you know, he steps off really quick because he don't want anyone to be like, oh, no, we're not going to address that. I didn't hear you. I'm an old man. Let's go to it.
We know who Donald Trump is. It's time to let the world know who we are. Thank you very much.
Run, Joe. Don't answer any tough questions, Joe. You know, I mean, think about this. President Trump, I've yet to see President Trump say, okay, I've been on the phone with the leader of Ukraine and we're going to work together to see what Joe Biden and his son did and take him down. Have you heard right. that? Have you heard him say those words? Or have you heard him say, tell the reporters, y'all should be investigating what he was doing?
Well, and that's absolutely not. He's never said anything like that. And I doubt we're going to see that in the transcripts when they're released theoretically tomorrow. But what he probably said is, hey, I think this guy might have committed a.
Yeah. It looks like. Okay. Okay. Look like we had a technical issue there. But you know what? Tom Pepper is. I know he was going with it. It looked like this guy might have committed a crime. President Trump telling all of these reporters. What did you say when the reporters go, President Trump, what was your conversation with the leader, the private conversation? And President Trump saying, why aren't you asking these questions? You being the media should be asking these questions. Here's a big story and you guys and gals are just overlooking it. All right. This is Will Johnson, Tom Pepper, firepowernews.com. We will get Tom back after this break.
Hey!
Okay, so impeachment. Impeachment. Did you ever think that we would get to this place? I mean, most of us saw the writing on the wall. Most of us saw this coming. But did you ever think that we would ever get here where Nancy Pelosi would finally go ahead and come out and say, yes, we're going to impeach the president of the United States because he's done nothing wrong. He's helped the American people. And, you know, they've admitted countless times that they have to impeach him because if they don't impeach him, he's going to win 2020. He's going to win 2020. All right. So I have another video that we're going to play for you. This is Joe Biden saying Trump believes he's above the law, which Trump has never even acted like he's above the law, but he has acted like he's the president of the United States. And he acts like a president that has a pair. Okay, so let's go to that clip.
We have a president who believes there's no limit to his power. We have a president who believes he can do anything and get away with it. We have a president who believes he's above the law, pursuing the leader of another nation to investigate a political opponent to help win his election is not the conduct of an American president. The allegations that he blocked hundreds of millions of dollars in congressionally approved aid to another country is an allegation, unless he agreed to smear a political opponent, is not the conduct of an American president. Denying Congress the information which it is constitutionally entitled to and obstructing its efforts to investigate actions is not the conduct of an American president. It's an abuse of power. It undermines our national security. It violates his oath of office. And it strikes at the heart of the sworn responsibility of the president, a president has to put national interest before personal interest.
Well, you know what? Did you hear the last statement? His last statement. Personal interest. Are you serious? I don't think Joe Biden realized what he says from 1 minute and 23 seconds later. I don't think he even realized or remember what he's saying. The reason why I'm talking about, because I'm leading up to the next clip. The next clip, Joe Biden goes out and he admits his dealings with the Ukraine and why he did what he did. We're going to show it to you. I've seen this video out there about a week ago, and I'm like, why is this not going viral? And see, I'm pretty sure President Trump has seen this. Okay, so this is Joe Biden on stage admitting. But before that, before he admits it, you need to listen to what he says. Let's go to this clip.
Donald Trump will leave Congress, in my view, no choice but to initiate impeachment. But a president who believes he's above the law, pursuing the leader of another nation to investigate a political opponent to help win his election is not the conduct of an American president.
And I went over, I guess, the 12th, 13th time to Kyiv, and I was supposed to announce that there was another $1 billion loan guarantee. And I had gotten a commitment from Poroshenko and from Yatsenyuk that they would take action against the state prosecutor, and they didn't. So they said they were walking out to press conference. I said, we're not going to give you the $1 billion. They said, you have no authority. You're not the president. The president said. I said, call him. I said, I'm telling you, you're not getting $1 billion. I said, you're not getting $1 billion. I'm going to be leaving here. And I think it was, 6 hours? I said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Oh, son of a bitch. Got fired. And they put in place someone who was solid.
He's bragging about getting the prosecutor fired for going after his son. Why is he going after his son in the first place, you ask? Seriously? Think about what's happening here. Joe Biden, I mean, I think any father probably would stick it for his son, but anybody that would do the right thing would tell his son, hey, you can't do this deal. You need to walk away from it. I know it's a lot of money, but you're going to have to walk away from it because we're talking about I'm the VP. You can't do this. He didn't do that. He made sure the person that was looking into it got fired so they couldn't do it. So they wouldn't look into it. They were making a corrupt deal, and President Trump is just bringing this to the surface. Look at the corruption. Look what they're doing. And so now Nancy Pelosi, because of all of this stuff coming together, and it's not just it's not just this whistleblower, but everything that's happening with the UN, you need to look at the timing of all of this, the timing of all of this playing in together. Now, Nancy Pelosi and many of the other Democrats have already admitted that if they do not impeach President Trump, that they are going to lose in 2020. They've already admitted. They've already said it countless times. So let's go to this next clip with Nancy Pelosi explaining this very thing.
What's more serious is that he can't win. That is very serious to our country, to us as America. What is America? America is our Constitution with our system of checks and balances, a republic, freedom of expression, freedom of the press, the guardian of our democracy, the press. That's one. That's America.
That's America. No, that's not America. I mean, they're twisting everything. And you know what? It's funny how you get the Democrats are constantly saying how they like the Constitution or they believe in the Constitution when they can try to use it in their advantage. Other than that, they don't care a thing about the U.S. Constitution. If anything, they would rewrite the daggum thing. They would remove the Constitution and say, okay, this is the new laws. The Bill of Rights, this is how we want them. Think about that. All right, so we have another clip, Nancy Pelosi impeachment, not about Ukraine call. Seriously, it's not about the Ukraine call? I mean, seriously, what else would it be? What's in the whistleblower information? What's in there? There's Republicans that saying we need to see the evidence before we just start jumping off the bridge. So let's go to that clip.
According to what we're getting on the screen, there's a little bit of a, what you might call now a breaking tweet from the president, who says that tomorrow they will release a transcript of the Zelensky call. Yeah. So my question to you is, if you see that transcript and it is more benign than we've been led to believe, do you think that your caucus might stand down a little bit?
No.
Or do you think that the caucus is at a boil right now? I mean, you're going to find out in the next couple of hours.
No, it's not about that. It's
he's asking him, saying, so when it comes out tomorrow, because everyone's going to be glued to the tube tomorrow, what's in it? We want to see it. Do they actually have the smoking gun? Do they actually have the smoking gun that they're looking for? They don't even know what's in it, but they said, let's go ahead and do an impeachment because they believe they got President Trump right where they want him. Think about that. They got him right where they want him. If you look at the timing, President Trump goes to the UN. He talks to China. He tells China to their face that no longer you're going to get over the American people. And then he addresses the Iran. And then he addresses the big tech companies. I mean, President Trump laid it all out. And then you have the lame socialist mainstream media say that President Trump was low energy. I guess his energy being what it was got them all running like chickens with their heads cut off right now. Look how they're reacting. Nancy Pelosi came out today wanting to impeach the president. They're moving forward with it. We're going to talk about this and much, much more after the break. Firepowernews.com. Go to band.video and share it.
Firepowernews.com. This is Firepower. And now, Will Johnson.
All right, welcome back. Impeachment, impeachment, impeachment. Impeachment, impeachment, impeachment. Impeachment. I mean, what else have the Democrats done since the election of President Trump? They tried to impeach him 3 times already, right? And it fell flat on his face. Because they didn't have the support of Nancy Pelosi, the House leader. But now they have her support. It was like they were waiting to hear what he was going to say at the UN because he would not go with this globalist agenda. The whole globalist agenda, because he would not go. See, that's how I see it. Because President Trump would not go along with the globalist agenda. They have to get rid of him. It's going way above Nancy Pelosi. It's coming down from the elitists, and we're seeing it. This is going to disrupt everything in the United States. This is causing problems throughout the entire country. People are not going to sit idly by, or we shouldn't sit idly by, while the Democrats try to destroy the one decent president that we have that has united this country like never before. Okay, so I think we had a technical issue with Tom Peppert earlier, and I believe we have him back now. So let's go ahead and bring Tom back on. We have this video with Nancy Pelosi. She says that the director of the National Intelligence is breaking the law, and she calling for impeachment. Calling for impeachment. Let's go to that video.
And by law, when a complaint comes from a whistleblower, the inspector general has 14 days to investigate, and then the director of national intelligence has 7 days to report it to the intelligence committees of the Congress. That is the law. It says shall. It doesn't say may, should. It says shall. And that's a very fraught with meaning word in legislation. But this administration is blocking the DNI from conveying that to the intelligence committees. The DNI is at the present time breaking the law at the direction of the administration. It's really unfortunate.
Now, Tom, if the DNI was a Democrat breaking the law, we wouldn't be having this discussion. Nancy Pelosi wouldn't even be looking at it. Is it not something ironic even that when a Democrat breaks the law, it's okay. But because they're going after the president of the United States, they want to make sure people follow the law.
It's truly something. I mean, how many Democrats have we seen making a mockery of the criminal justice system? We've seen Hillary Clinton get by with nothing. We've seen James Comey get by with nothing. All of these people get off scot-free no matter what it is they may have done. Sometimes they even find that they have done stuff. In fact, we now know that the inspector general wanted Comey to be prosecuted, and the AG decided to drop it. So they just seem to have an infinite get-out-of-jail-free pass. But it's also interesting. I think what we've seen here, these last few clips, is Pelosi has been driven to the brink. She's been saying you can't just impeach someone you don't like since 2017. And now in the last basically 2 days, Will, she's gonna done a 180. Yeah, we got to impeach him so he can't win.
Yeah, Tom, you are on fire. You're absolutely right. Now they are impeaching him because they don't like him. And like you said, they know that they're losing the grip on the American people. They're losing the grip on everything that the narrative that they've been pushing out. They're losing that. And they see that. Especially, you know what I think where they're getting their statistics from? They're looking on the socialist media outlets like Twitter, Facebook, YouTube. They're looking on there and they're seeing more and more people waking up to it. And the Democrats, they have nothing on President Trump, but they find it their duty to impeach the president of the United States because they don't like him, because he's not going along with the globalist agenda. So we have a video that we're going to play for you, just with AOC admitting that it's their duty to impeach President Trump. Let's go to that clip.
Asking members of Congress today about the Lewandowski hearing, do you think it's too late to try impeaching President Trump and that Democrats should focus on 2020 and beating the president in the election?
I think there's the work of campaigning, and then there's the work of actually legislating when we're here in this body. I think we've got a lot to do with 2020, but that's on the campaign side. When we're here at work, we need to carry out part of our duties, and I believe part of our duties is impeachment of the president and holding the administration accountable, in addition to fighting for health care, housing, wages, etc. And so I don't think it's ever too late for us to do our jobs.
Seriously, it's never too late for us to do our jobs. And they believe that their job is to impeach the president of the United States for doing his job, for not doing anything wrong. So let me ask you this, Tom. Now, Tulsi Gabbard, she's a pretty lady, and she's already said that in trying to impeach President Trump is a bad thing, and it's going to go against the Democrats. I wouldn't be surprised if at some point she walks away from the Democrat Party. Why is she still a Democrat? Why is she still a Democrat? So you go ahead and I want to hear your answer on that, why you think that, and then lead into this next video we have.
All right. Well, Will, I wonder that constantly. I mean, the party is doing her absolutely no favors. They excluded her from the last debate. They basically found a reason to get her out of it and then used it. They're begrudgingly letting her in this next debate, the next episode of the clown show. And she's fundamentally, she shares virtually nothing with the Democrats. I guess maybe she wants health care and abortions, and that's a Democrat thing. But she is an anti-war candidate. The Democrat Party is now the party of war. She wants to break up and regulate big tech, which the Democrats, by and large, except for Elizabeth Warren, are firmly against. She has way more in common with the Trump administration. In fact, at one point, the Trump administration was floating her for a cabinet position. And in this next video, you're going to see her say the number one worst thing that a Democrat can say about President Trump at this point in time. Let's go ahead and roll clip 11.
Where do you stand on impeachment right this very moment?
My position remains the same. I think that impeachment would be terribly divisive for our already very divided country.
Even on an impeachment inquiry.
I think Congress needs to exercise oversight over, the information that's been leaked. I think that it's important that this transcript is released to Congress, so that Congress can do its job. But I think the question of impeachment really would further tear apart an already divided country. I think it's important that Donald Trump is defeated. I believe I can defeat him in 2020, but it's the voters who need to make that choice unequivocally.
Yeah, you know what? She can't defeat anybody, be honest with you, because she can't even defeat the people that's shutting her down, which she's supposed to be supporting. I mean, I'm not sure how that's supposed to work.
Well, she's definitely set herself up to fail just by running as a Democrat. I mean, this is the party that in 2016 forced Hillary Clinton down the electorate's throat, despite the fact that at the time, Bernie Sanders could have easily beaten her. So it's a losing proposition. And I would hope there's been rumors that Tulsi Gabbard is not ruling out an independent bid for president. And I hope she does it. I think that she could get some serious attention and challenge them.
I'm with you on that. I want to see her do that. She says she wouldn't. But anyways, let's play a video from our sponsor. Let's go to that video.
How you should behave at work and university. Hollywood has been teaching you how to behave. But I wanted to introduce to you the perfect new American. They do not believe in free speech, and they do what they're told by the party. And most importantly, they report other people and have them censored, and they get in trouble. This is the new American. Here you are.
Watch, man. Reduce language. Families are bad. Take all the vaccines. America was never great. Never be great. Happy for the species. CNN has high ratings.
Welcome back. You know what? The music is really, really nice. I mean, I could jam to that riding down the freeway just listening to it. It would be really nice if none of this stuff was going on. It'd be really nice if none of the crazy stuff was going on. It'd be really nice if they weren't trying to impeach the sitting president of the United States for nothing. I didn't mean to get dramatic like that, but I mean, seriously, when are people going to wake up? When are you going to say enough is enough? What are we going to do as Americans? Are we going to be like, oh, you know what? This is normal. This is what they're supposed to do. We all expected them to impeach the president of the United States. This is nothing new. We're none of us are surprised. None of us are supposed to be surprised. Just go along with it. Ride along with it. No! No! We need to come up with a solution to remove these Democrats permanently. And I'm not talking about violently. I have a thing I have a personal website, and it's called Vote Dem Out, D-E-M, votedemout.org. We need to remove Democrats from all political seats, the House, the Senate, the school board, the garbage man. Democrats need to go away, period. Democrats are a menace to society. What purpose, Mr. Tom Pepper, do Democrats serve in the U.S. Senate or even the House?
Well, Will, you just heard it a second ago from Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She said the purpose that they serve is to impeach the sitting president of the United States for nothing. So, I mean, we do need to vote these people out. And I think that the part of the reason they're in this panic mode and they're trying to galvanize people behind the idea of impeaching President Trump, I think it's because they know they're on the way out. I mean, you've seen the electoral map from 2016, and it was a giant red sea with a couple little specks of blue in it. It was absolutely devastating geographically for the Democrats. And if it weren't for the big cities, then they would have had no victories whatsoever. And it was similar in 2018. Of course, they played all kinds of games with those votes to get a couple seats in the House so they could get a narrow majority. But fundamentally, I think the party is dying. And I think that by trying to impeach President Donald Trump, they will politically write their own tombstone. I think it's over for the Democrats.
You know what? I'm so with you on that, Tom. I'm so with you on that. I think that this is going to be it for the Democrats. And I welcome it. I mean, I did a video earlier today and I said, finally, impeachment of President Trump. And I was like, yes, because the Democrats are just exposing how ignorant they really are. I mean, you would think, come on, think about it. You would think after Stormy Daniels, after the Hollywood sex tape, after, you know, countless women coming out of nowhere, after making up all these fraudulent things, Russia collusion, obstruction, the Mueller report, all of this, nothing has worked. So now they're on impeachment. You would think that they would think, okay, you know what? Maybe we should just do the people's bidding and stop doing this, but they can't. They're like cockroaches in the nuclear holocaust and they're all dancing around thinking they, oh yeah, we got them now. We got them now. So we got this clip right here where Trump, the future does not belong to the globalists. Trump is absolutely right. The future does not belong to the globalists. It belongs to all of us. Let's go to that clip.
The future does not belong to globalists. The future belongs to patriots. The future belongs to sovereign and independent nations who protect their citizens, respect their neighbors, and honor the differences that make each country special and unique.
Yes, absolutely. You know what, Tom? I think that is one of the main reasons why today of all days, President Trump is at the UN, and now they're calling for impeachment after President Trump had this beautiful speech. And they try to say he's low energy. Well, you know what? There's enough energy there for them to do this.
That's exactly right. Now, I think you're onto something there. And this awakening is global. Every single continent, there's a country or two or three or five that are having the same populist patriotic uprising. And it's peaceful and it's political, but people are sick and tired of serving the globalist one world agenda. And they're pushing back. President Trump was by and large the first. Some people say Brexit started it. But we are pushing back. And just as you would expect, these people are addicted to power. It is their god, and they will fight tooth and nail to keep any little speck of power that they might have.
It is their god, and then they feel intimidated because President Trump has just stepped on their little bitty god, and they are completely butthurt about it. I mean, you know what? They should be working on making life better for the American people, and I constantly say that. Correct me if I'm wrong, but when you become an elected politician, an elected official, and you go up on the hill, You're supposed to be putting in policies that's supposed to benefit the American people, not this personal agenda that you may have about taking out the sitting president because you don't like him. I mean, this is like, are we in the Twilight Zone? Welcome to the Twilight Zone, people. You are in the Twilight Zone. Welcome. Welcome. Yes, they are trying to impeach the president for nothing. Nothing. It's crazy. So we have another clip here with Trudeau. Now, this is Trudeau's getting the treatment the way the Democrats should get treated everywhere, personally. I'm not saying we need to be mean, but you know what? When you're going to be nasty and do nasty things and talk nasty about the country you live in and try to destroy the country you live in, you should somewhat be shunned. My opinion. I mean, seriously, my opinion. Let's go to this clip. Now it's just a clip with him sitting down and Trudeau, he's sitting there and he's looking around. He's like, man, I have no one to talk to. Someone please come talk to me. There's one guy next to him to his left. He goes to shake his hand and the other guy just turns his face. And she won't even give Trudeau the time of day. He won't even shake his hand. He won't even shake his hand. I wouldn't shake his hand either. What say you, Tom?
Well, Will, it goes back to what we were talking about. It's the globalist fight. It's the populist uprising. I mean, that was Jair Bolsonaro. This is a couple months ago, but it goes perfectly with what we've been talking about. Bolsonaro is, of course, they call him Tropical Trump, the Trump of the South. And you get this total loser who apparently is fixated on blackface and brownface and adopting other cultures and being, I guess that's racist. I guess he's a giant racist. But, and then you have this populist totally shun, literally turn his back toward one of the leading globalist losers of the world. It was honestly one of the best moments caught on video.
Yeah, that was a while ago. And you know what? We should play it from here until the end of time. I mean, just like we played the clip with Brian Stelter last night, CNN, and John Coleman, the founder of the Weather Channel. We should play it, keep playing those until the end of time. I mean, seriously. Okay. So we have one more clip, and then when we come back, I'm going to let you introduce the clip when we come back. But this clip, this is Trump talking about the socialist media outlet censoring people's freedom of speech. And because he's addressing a room where there's socialists and communists in the room, and I'm like, how dare this man sit there on a national scale and tell everyone that they have freedoms? That's why we had the UN, to remove those freedoms. That's what they're thinking. Okay, let's go to this clip of our great president.
In the United States, my administration has made clear to social media companies that we will uphold the right of free speech. A free society cannot allow social media giants to silence the voices of the people. And a free people must never, ever be enlisted in the cause of silencing, coercing, canceling, or blacklisting their own neighbors.
You know, that's exactly what's going on. And you know, China's not receiving that well at all. With their social scores and way they're silencing their own neighbors and silencing their own people. And then we have the socialist media here in America, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and they're trying to silence their neighbors. They're family members, the American people.
Well, and Will, we see it every day with social media. Not a day goes by that another person isn't banned. I think just yesterday, Avi Yemeni, the Australian anti-radical Islam commentator, was banned. It happens constantly.
Yeah, they're always doing it. They're not going to let up. President Trump saying this on a national scale, they're going to double down. Because they want to win 2020 for the socialist communists that want to destroy America. Well, we're not going to stand by and let them do it. We're going to keep speaking up. FirepowerNews.com.
Forged in the fire of truth. Firepower with Will Johnson.
All right, we're back. FirepowerNews.com. Go to band.video, and share the links. Band.video. There's a lot of videos there. Go to band.video. And also, let's do this real quick. I want to recognize our sponsor, which is InfoWarsStore.com. Right now, is the sale still on? Is it 50% off still? Black Friday? This is amazing. You know what? They have all these wonderful products. And one of the products, let me just get into it. One of the products, my wife, she tried this. I bought some of the DNA Force. And I've had it there for maybe a couple weeks. And because of the humidity in Texas, moving from California, she said she could just feel it like in her bones. And she just feel like a little achy and stuff. But she said she started taking the DNA Force. And her eyes got big. She said, I love this stuff. And this is a true story. And that's like, I'm not saying it just to get people to go buy it. This is a true story. Now, I will always talk about the products that I use and tried myself, and I will give my honest opinion on them, and I will talk about how they work for me. And one of the biggest ones is the Turbo Force. I talk about the Turbo Force in the orange shoes. I still have the video clip. I meant to have it today, but I got busy working on a project that was I was pressed for, but I'm going to promise I had that video tomorrow with Tom Pepper having the orange shoes challenge with the Turbo Force. You got to see it. Beautiful video. So, but let's get back to the impeachment. We're talking about impeachment. This is the world we live in. Impeachment, impeachment, impeachment. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. So, Tom, you have a clip that you want to bring up with this is Rashida Tlaib.
So this is Rashida Tlaib, the newly elected congresswoman, and this is just an idea of these people who are trying to impeach us. She's sensing conspiracies around every corner. You'd think that we were in Soviet Russia. If we can go ahead and just air this clip, I don't want to ruin it. It's something to behold.
Yeah, she's paranoid.
That's right.
The real impact was on health. And so it's so important that you all continue to speak truth about this because the long-term effects is very dangerous, especially because they have been targeted towards youth. And then, you know, Ms. Porter, I was reading because I want to know more about you and your beliefs. And I respect that. We all have different beliefs. But you call yourself a converted conservative and reformed Marxist. Are you a conspiracy theorist?
I think my politics are entirely irrelevant to this hearing.
Oh, okay. Why were you winking at one of my colleagues on the other side of the aisle? You winked.
Because I know Glenn Grossman.
Oh, that's what it, so the winking, did he?
He introduced me. Oh, he's a friend of mine.
Okay, I understand. I didn't know what the winking was because I thought maybe there was something like a conspiracy thing going on there. I didn't know.
You think there's a conspiracy in this hearing, ma'am?
No, I actually think people are speaking truth here and you can provide information.
May I address the truth?
No.
Well, the truth to you is very different for the majority of people in this room believe that children are being
targeted. The truth for me is I quit smoking with these cigarettes and so did 8 million other people.
You're still smoking.
I'm not smoking.
Thank you.
And I'm not lying under oath.
Order, please. See, that's how the Democrats do. Your truth is not going to be the same as my truth because your truth is not going to go along with the agenda that I'm trying to push.
That was some of the most insane exchanges we've ever seen in the halls of Congress. Is there a conspiracy? Yeah. Why were you winking? What was that about? I thought maybe there was a conspiracy going on. I mean, this is an elected congresswoman on the other side of the aisle, folks. This is the best the Democrats have to offer. They're proud of this lady.
Yeah.
It's insane.
I mean, really? I mean, you were winking at him. What were you doing? What was the weekend?
And all of this about vaping. We're doing the great conspiracy right now.
Are you awaking? Is that like code? Cause, you know, maybe the Sharia code we need to know about. Wink, wink, wink. Wink, wink. Wink, wink. Wink, wink. I mean, seriously, this is what they got. This is our representatives on the Hill. Are you kidding me? Get out! Get out! And I'm a black man. I'm going to tell you, go back where you came from. This is FirePowerNews.com. We'll be back in a minute.
Firepower with Will Johnson.
All right, we are back in the crazy world. And you know what? One of the things that I said in my opening monologue is that we need to find people that's willing to stand up against the evils of the left that's running for political office and support them. There are people out there still. There are still good people in this country that would like to be in political office, be it for the Senate, be it for the House, be it a mayor, be it a governor. Our next guest that we're having coming on, Elaine Zhao, she's running for mayor of San Francisco. Elaine Zhao, she has been a member of the community for years now. She has worked on the city level. She understands how the city operates. She understands what is happening with inside of the city. And you have not only the GOP fighting against her, she has the Democrats that she's fighting against as well. She has all of these people that's going against her. She's an Asian lady that's fighting for the rights of Americans, and she understands how the communists are trying to bring things into this country to destroy it. So without further ado, let's bring on Elaine Zhao, running for governor out of San Francisco, California. Hello, Elaine. How you doing? There she is.
Ellen.
For mayor. Am I saying Elaine? I apologize, Ellen.
Okay, let me hire, you see my host.
So I should have stick with, I guess, I said your last name right, Zhao, right?
Yeah, Z-H-O-U, Zhao.
Zhao. Thank you. I apologize. So tell us, so you're running for mayor of San Francisco. How has that been, how has the trip been so far?
Well, I have been, fighting against all odds. You know, San Francisco has been controlled by Democrats for the last 45 years. There's no winner for the last 45 years. I myself, as a female, as an Asian female, I have been laughed at. I have been put down. I have been bullied. I have been discriminated. But I have faith. I think my faith kept me going for the last many months. Despite there's no forum, no debate this year, but I have been doing real well and doing the best I can and hoping that the people in San Francisco is awakening from what we see in San Francisco.
So what is the reaction from both the GOP and the Democrats that you're an Asian lady running on the Democrat running as a Republican in San Francisco and you show support for President Trump. How is that received?
Well, it's not easy. For example, the Democrats, will not allow me to go any Democratic stuff because I'm not a Democrat. I am a Republican and, I have been openly supported my President Trump, as a public employee, I have been, sweat at by some of the people that, I know. I think it's important for people to understand that we are in America and, I am protected by the rule of law in, our nation. So I don't pay attention when people give me a hard time, when people laugh at me. For example, I believe that quite a number of people in the San Francisco GOP calling me a joker, and I do not appreciate it.
So the local GOP is not even showing support for you. And you know what? That's the thing that kind of runs all through me, because have the GOP, and you know, I lived in California, which you're aware of. And what really ticked me off is that the GOP, the establishment GOP in California, they act as if they want the Democrats to continue to win. And I don't understand that. We have someone like you that I think personally would do a lot better job because you understand the people there. I mean, I've had conversations with you that you understand it. So for them not to unite behind you and to stand up for you just says a lot about them as well.
Well, I am not a politician. I have seen a lot of politicians failed to deliver the quality of life, the quality of services as public employees to protect San Francisco people in here. I wouldn't say that all people in San Francisco GOP did not support me. There are quite a number of people supported me, but you're talking about some of the leaders in charge, I definitely have problems with. So when I asked by the San Francisco GOP, will I be like to be endorsed? I declined. I do not want the San Francisco GOP to endorse me. The reason is very simple. I would rather people to come out to vote, to come out to help me, passing out flyers, peacing with me, walk with me, talk to people to vote for a conservative, traditional value person like me. Instead of just giving me a title and say, hey, you've been endorsed by the San Francisco GOP. I don't see any benefits endorsed by San Francisco GOP, but nobody come out to help. I am a social worker and I am a mom. I know the difference between helping you and just giving you a title. I can give you a title. Will Johnson, you are the president of ABC Corporation. So what? You don't get paid for it, you don't have money for it, and you don't have food for it. What's the point for having a title when I need that help? I need the San Francisco GOP members to be on board and work with me side by side and take the city back so we can build a city and balance the political power in San Francisco. But that's not what I see in San Francisco. I have been going to different functions with GOP party people. I try to introduce myself, but I don't see the support like I would have supported by the Democratic Party people. Because you understand, Will, I was a Democrat for 20-something years. I'm 50 years old. And I have been well-trained by the Democrats how to be take part of the society. And I am well-trained by the government, and I am a union representative for a lot of government employees. And remember, in San Francisco, we have 32,000 government employees. I know what I am doing. I know what to do, and I'm well-trained. Except when I see the San Francisco GOP, to me, I don't see a lot of life in there. And I am not saying that they're bad or good. I'm saying that in order for a party to function, not just to endorse a person, but rally with members and really take part on the street, and that's not what I see in San Francisco. So about 5 years ago, when I was in some of those community meetings, and I kind of heard the difference between Democrats and Republicans. And then I realized, wait a minute, you know, I'm Asian. I came to this country for a better life, and I came to this country for a life that my parents want me to have, because my parents brought me over here. And we waited 10 years. Will, we waited for 10 years to come to America. I went here for American dream, but the dream is no longer alive that I'm going through in San Francisco for the last many years. That I'm so sorry. Remember last time I said San Francisco is worse than a third world country. It's because we have so many people are passing away, dying on the street from hunger, sickness, overdose. And it's sad. It's very sad to see such a rich city and see so many people are dying on the street. It's just sad.
You know what? Yeah, it's absolutely horrible. And
yeah,
I mean, I've been to San Francisco a number of times, and I can just see the homelessness and the way that they ran the city down. So I apologize, but I don't think I introduced Tom Pepper. He's riding shotgun with me. So after we come back from the break, I'm pretty sure Tom may have a question for you or two. So after the break, we'll do that. But you know, I don't know. It's like an uphill battle because San Francisco is such a leftist Democrat city, and the people have been deceived for so long. It's almost like, it's not even just, you know, putting wool over people's eyes. They have bricks with cement, concrete, and just a complete wall. And it's like trying to get them to see something else is almost impossible to happen. But we're going to pray, and hopefully with God's will, that you will become the next mayor of San Francisco. All right, this is Will Johnson, Firepower, Tom Pepper. We'll be right back after this.
Thank you.
Welcome back, FirepowerNews.com. Will Johnson, Tom Pepper. We have Ellen Lee Zhao running for mayor of San Francisco. She's our guest right now, and we've been talking about how she should be supported and what's going on in San Francisco and how she was a, used to be a Democrat until she woke up. Same thing with me. Ellen, thank you. Ellen Lee Zhao, thank you for joining us. So tell us, you have a radio show that you do. I did not know this. The production crew, was just telling me about it. So tell me more about that. And then we're going to have, then we have Tom Pepper going to ask you a question if he has one.
Okay. Well, I am in San Francisco. We had, 900,000 residents in San Francisco. 35% are Asian people. Within 35% Asian people, the majority people are Chinese speaking, either Mandarin or Cantonese. So about 8 years ago, I started a radio program. I have been invited by people to talk about mental health, talk about welfare reform, talk about self-help, talk about immigration issues, and talk about things that is good for people. And about, I would say about 4 years ago, and I was invited to a co-host for a radio program. So I have a live radio program. It's from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. every other Thursday. And we talk about political issues. Like San Francisco right now, we have 21,000 homeless people. We have 25,000 drug dealers and abusers that are abusing our public money. And we have 50,000 empty apartments. And I talk about solutions. I talk about how we can rebuild a government that is for the people, by the people. I have been telling San Francisco people that we are no longer living in America. The way that San Francisco, the way that we are living in San Francisco, we are worse than third world country. That means we are not living in America. I hope that people are awakening and try to look at me as a solution, but not as a person that people say that, wait a minute, but you have never a politician before. I told them, I said, Will, I said, yeah, people look at me. You do not need politicians for San Francisco City Hall. The politicians at City Hall has been destroyed San Francisco. Otherwise, we will not have 21,000 homeless people dying. And we will not pick up dead bodies on a yearly basis. For the last 2 years, public health department picked up more than 400 dead bodies from the San Francisco street. Do you understand what it means? We are not living in America anymore. We don't have an American dream that I know of.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. So, Mr. Tom Pepper, do you have a question for her?
Well, Ellen, I really appreciate that somehow you woke up and you left the Democrat Party and you've come over to the side that's actually trying to work for the American people. I guess I have a two-part question. One, how did that happen? What was the process of waking up? And then how can we replicate that and get everyone in San Francisco to wake up like you did?
Well, I was born and raised in a farm in China. And when I came in here, we learned as alien, okay? When I came in here, I was given a green card. It's called alien card. I did not know what alien means. So I checked the dictionary. It says, wow, what alien means? I'm from outer space. So after I become a citizen of United States, so you have to live in here for 5 years and then you sworn in after you pass the exam. So after that, the Democratic Party set up tables in there and said, hey, join our party. The Democratic Party, it's good. It's democracy. So that's how I joined it from the first place. And I never thought about what it means. So, but because I joined a party, I go to an annual basis for fundraising, talk about issues. But about five, six years ago, something happened in the community and the Democratic Party like cheat on people, lie to people about issues. Then I pay attention to it. Wait a minute. I said, this is not democracy. This is not American, America values. So I studied, I went back to the dictionary and find out, wait a minute, democratic does not mean democracy. Then I woke up and change it to Republican. And Republican value, just like Asian value, just like immigrant values, that we uphold family, we uphold life, we uphold business, we uphold independency, we love America, we want the border to protect us, we want to get away from the government, we do not want the government to take advantage of us, and we are self-help for our life. And as you can see from America, Asian people across the board, we are called model minorities, which means we own housing, we own properties, we contribute. In San Francisco, we have 35% Asian people. At the same time, we are 35% property owners. That means we, the Asian people, work real hard. So that's how I changed Democratic and to Republican. So I'm very proud to be a Republican because I'm a proud mom and I'm a proud public employee. I realize our system has been broken, and our system is not only broken, our system has been abused and mismanaged by the people currently sitting at City Hall, or some of the people from San Francisco representing us to Washington, D.C. As you can see from the Democratic parties, and I go like, wow. Who's going to pay for the money? Who's going to pay for the welfare? People come to America for a better life. Like me, I came with my parents. I'm thinking that America will have gold. Like we call San Francisco Gold Mountain. The Chinese people has been in America for 150 years. We were the gold diggers, and we were the railroad builders. We have been here for 150 years. But if you look around the city of San Francisco, the Chinese population is the only population right now that we against illegal drugs, illegal drug injection. We against the government abuse our property owners, and we, the fewer people are homeless people. Do you remember when I said, San Francisco, we had 21,000 homeless people? The majority are Caucasian people. African American people and some Latino people, but you don't see Chinese people. It's only a handful of Chinese people, because these people are mentally ill and their families having a hard time to contain them. But otherwise, we don't have it. And it tells me that the people who value life, like me, I value my life, that get away from the Democratic people. I have been trying to train people to get away from Democratic Party, because they are not for America. They are not for San Francisco.
No,
they are the people has been destroyed our American value.
We're getting ready to run out of time here. So tell everyone how they can support your campaign and how they can reach out to you and support you.
Oh, I have a website. It's called, EllenForMayor2019.com. Right there. Yeah. EllenForMayor2019.com. I also, if you remember my name, Ellen Lee, Z-H-O-U. So, if you can search me, I do have a website, and I have a lot of support from the people who want a quality of life. 2 days ago, I have a public forum, invited people, and I have so many people came and support and wanted to change.
Break, Ellen. Thank you for coming on with us.
Real people, real politics. This is Firepower.
All right, welcome back. Will Johnson, FirepowerNews.com, Tom Peppert. Okay, so you're watching the last one with Elaine Lizao. Please, if you're in San Francisco or you're in California, please support her for mayor of San Francisco. Please support her. Okay, so Tom, this past weekend, I know we got everything's going on, impeachment, but I think everything that's happening is kind of related. So this past weekend, I went to Chicago, and I confronted this church called Pueblo Sin Fronteras. It's a Methodist church that's been organizing the whole sanctuary city, and they've been, you know, making the sanctuary city, sanctuary state, and they've been pushing it And they're causing, personally, I think they're causing problems with inside of the community. So myself and a couple guys that I know from California, one of them is Ben Burkholm. He runs a website called Frontline America. And we went up there, I met him up there, and we decided to go confront this church. And actually, we were going to think about going inside the church and talking to them, but we didn't want to go in and be, you know, get into a conflict or anything. Didn't want to fight or anything like this. So I don't know if you've seen this video, Tom. So this is with me at this church. We were just standing outside, and then all of a sudden, next thing I know, people in the neighborhood start showing up, and man, it became pretty wild. Thankfully, the police did show up. One thing is that they are completely against ICE and they don't like the police department. But in the video, I tell them, go ahead and call the police department. So they call the police and then the police show up. And one thing that's in this video that you don't see is that the police, they go to the police department and ask us to, and trying to get us to leave, talking to the police officers. And the police officer goes, well, isn't this a sanctuary city? And they completely lost it because we're standing there and the police officers, they loved every minute what we're doing because we weren't being violent. We weren't cursing at anyone. We weren't yelling at anybody, but we were sitting there exposing them for what they're doing. So this is a video that I like to share with you and all of our viewers and the listeners be able to hear it too. This is with, in Chicago. So let's go to that video.
MAGA people in Pilsen on the
border.
What is
it? Listen to that.
It's not a free country,
so we can't be here. This is the church. Look at this. How is it they have sanctuary in Chicago and they're basically telling everyone to storm the borders on the southern borders of the United States of America. And if you can get here, you can have sanctuary 100%. And they're allowing it to happen. This is what's taking place in America.
So is this the church that organizes for illegals to have sanctuary?
Illegals?
Yes.
Are you talking about family members?
Or undocumented people.
What are you asking for?
I'm asking, is this the church that organizes that?
There's a lot of churches that offer sanctuary.
Okay, is this one of them?
Of course.
When people come here, undocumented, they get caught, and then they just release them back into the population, and then they end up killing someone.
They get caught and they get released into the general population.
They get released back into society.
No, they already broke
the law the first time.
That's not true. They don't get released.
Meanwhile, Brian, a bombshell report revealing 68,000 illegal immigrants convicted of a crime were released in the United States instead of being deported, as they probably should have been.
Kids in concentration camps right now.
Where are the concentration camps?
Where? Yeah. All along the border.
That's not concentration camps.
Yes, they are.
No, it's not.
They absolutely
have you ever
are.
Seen an actual concentration camp?
I just want to know why you're on our camp? Property. That's all I
want. I'm on the sidewalk.
And we do a lot of work here. That is
I'm on the sidewalk.
This is for people underserved
this is,
communities
this
of
is
our
public.
Country.
This
citizens.
Is public.
Citizens.
But these are people that were not born in this country.
So what? No.
What do you mean, so what?
And the people that are here that Trump, they all come from immigrants. So why all of a sudden now
okay,
that immigrants
Trump
are...
Trump said immigrants are welcome. Trump has said that repeatedly.
Well,
Trump has said that repeatedly.
Concentration camps. Y'all just come here
there are
to
no concentration
trouble.
Camps. You're talking about.
You just come here to
you're
agitate.
Going all the keywords from AOC.
United States is running concentration camps on our southern border.
Yeah, I'm just.
But you're saying
to
you just
y'all
said
are coming here on our property.
I'm on public.
But for what? Why
I'm on
are
public
you here?
Property.
This is
a free country.
I'm on public property.
It's a free country for citizens.
Correct.
For American
come
citizens.
Come on, get out of here. This is Pilsen. Hey, yo, there's MAGA people
I'm
right
sorry?
Here in
I'm just
Pilsen.
Curious what you guys were.
Yeah.
Like, just curious what you were.
Facilities just like this one is creating a bigger problem than it needs to be. Yes.
No, I just want to clarify.
She already admitted it.
Oh, we do absolutely offer sanctuary. We have a person in sanctuary.
She's the one being aggressive.
No, I'm just
she didn't even have to come out and talk to us.
Leave us alone. We're not bothering you.
You're not on a public
walk away.
No, this is where I live.
Then I get, this is America. I live in America. I get to
you
go anywhere
here,
in America. I get to go
to
anywhere
come
in America.
Here and intimidate our community with all of this stuff.
Intimidating
this
people with what?
With this crap that you're
maybe
wearing.
They should respect
see, you
our
made,
country.
You made the statement maybe that President Trump
ridiculous.
Doesn't want immigrants
this is
to come here.
Get out of
President
here.
Trump constantly said that he wants immigrants to come. Just do it the right way.
If I come to your home and I come through your window, you're going to be upset with me. We just want people to come to the front door. If you come to my home, just come to the front door. I'm not going to kick you out just because you come to the front door. Come to the front door. That's all that is.
There's MAGA people in Pilsen on the border.
What is it? Listen at.
Are we not going to tell them to leave our community?
We can't be here.
No matter. Who owns America? Who owns America?
Who?
The citizens of this
white
country.
White people, right?
No. White people, there it goes. There it is. White people, really?
That's you a sellout, bro.
I'm a sellout. I'm the sellout. There it is. You hear that? There it is. I'm the sellout. Listen to this. She doesn't love this country. She hates this country. She's trying to do what she can to destroy this country. And I'm the sellout. I love this country. I'm not going to let her, people like her, destroy this nation. That's why we're here to expose what's going on. You got the nerve to call me the sellout. You the sellout. Are you an American citizen?
Yes, indeed.
Then you the sellout.
Elvira Arellano is an illegal alien in this country who is undermining this country from within. That's why we're here. Because
you
places
no
like this that are using, I have every
no,
idea.
You don't.
Places like this
you
are
don't.
Using
As a,
American
you
law,
have no idea
501c3
about.
Law.
No.
To
then why do you care? Why do you care then? Why do you care what he's saying?
You're out here spreading lies.
No,
they put
the
us
truth.
In
walk
danger.
Walk away.
We have families, children.
Walk
just like
away.
You.
There's no danger.
Walk away. Walk away. Why is it dangerous?
Because
we're free. We did the research. We found out this is a church that's been organizing all of it. That's why we're here.
So it is true. What's going on?
Where the cops at?
What they're doing.
Did they call the cops?
You know what? That's coming here scaring people.
Call them.
What?
Who's scaring somebody?
I'm coming to leave Mexican neighborhood with all this
scaring somebody.
Leave. This is my neighborhood. MAGA people in Pilsen. On the
what is it? Listen at.
Are we not going to tell them to leave our community?
We can't be here.
Okay, the whole point is that we need to take care of American citizens first. I'm not saying that we don't need to help people. That's not the question. If I come to your home and I come through the side window, you're probably going to call the cops. You're going to be upset. You're not going to be happy about it. If I come to your front door and knock on the door and say, hey, can we have a conversation? You might be willing to have a conversation with me. That's what it's all about. Just do the right thing. But people have gotten a pass to do the wrong thing. That is the issue here. And people, for some reason, have completely gave a pass to people doing the wrong thing. Just do the right thing and no one will say anything. If people were doing the right thing from the get-go, we wouldn't be standing here.
Yeah, this is crazy, right? So we just came here to stand on the corner.
You came here to loiter?
Huh?
You came here to loiter?
This is public service. This is the public sidewalk. Where's the loitering sign? Where's the loitering sign?
I'm just saying, you just came.
Where's the loitering sign at?
I'm pretty sure they have an ordinance for that.
If they did, they would ask us to leave. See, isn't that ironic? The white man telling them to leave again. Look at that. Look at that. They're right here. The white man right there. Look at that. See, they complained about white people. Then the white man telling them to leave. Look at this. This is classic right here.
This is classic
right here. Look at that. This is classic. This is classic. The white man telling them to leave, and look, they left. They didn't have to come here in the first place. We didn't invite you to come to the corner.
All right, welcome back, Will Johnson, FirePowerNews.com. Okay, so we talked about impeachment. We talked about how the Democrats don't have anything else left to do. I mean, it's like their last ditch effort before the only last option that they have. And like I said in my open monologue, listen, I pray that they don't get to that, because if they get to the only last option that they have, God help us, because this country would never be the same again. I mean, I don't think it's going to be the same again after what they just did. So this is crazy. So let me say this before I'm going to this next clip. This next clip was, I was in Chicago again, and just so happened to be there was having an anti-Trump rally. And of course, I go up to this anti-Trump rally, and I have on a t-shirt that says, get over it. Trump is your president. And liberals hate to see it. I don't even have to say anything. I just stand there
So I go to this rally with all these anti-American, anti-Trump, anti-ICE, anti-police, anti-God, and I just stand there. And they're sitting there looking at my shirt, getting triggered, just looking at my shirt because it says, get over it. Trump is your president. It's a true statement. They can't get over it. They're still mad. I bet you today they're all happy because impeachment came out. All right, so we will be here again tomorrow, God willing, live. So we're going to go out with this clip so you can check it out. This is my trip in Chicago at a anti-Trump rally. And they are completely despicable people. I mean, they're nasty. And let me be clear. I hate the race card. I hate the race card. But I don't mind throwing it back in their face. Because the liberals, what they complain about, conservatives, the liberals, they are the true racists. Okay? God bless, and we'll see you tomorrow. Let's go with the clip.
You got people in America protesting the sitting president of the United States for helping people out. This is what you get right here.
Okay, so if you're having a rally and you want the entire world to look at something positive that you're doing, when you want every media outlet to see it, I mean, just put two and two together. If you're doing something that is positive, wouldn't you want everybody to see it? But see, they block me like this every single time because they don't want people to see the truth, how anti-American they are, how hateful they are.
Are she seriously talking about what about their heartbeat? Let me zoom in on that.
I support President Trump. You're going to have to get over it.
For what purpose?
Huh? Because he's doing great things for this country.
Jailing immigrants at the border.
Seriously? Obama did it. Where were you then? Obama did it. Obama did the same thing. Did you have a problem then? Did you have a problem when Obama was doing it?
Doing what?
Did you have a problem when Obama was doing it? What about the abortion? What about the abortion thing? You do. Apparently you do. What about their heartbeat? What about their heartbeat? Really?
Women's choice.
Really?
Yeah.
Why do you think the black population is so low? Because you white liberals keep killing black people. You white liberals keep killing black people. You're telling black women that it's good health care to kill your child. Do you hear that? You tell black women that it's good health care to kill black babies. Look at you.
Retarded.
Not like you. You're the one retarded. Look at you. Look at you. Look at you.
Look at all Trump today.
Black people. You kill black people. You kill black people. You keep killing black people. I'm here for black people too. Stop killing black people. There should be more black people in this country right now, but they're not because of you white liberals. You white liberals keep killing black people. You're the one doing it. You're the one doing it. They try to say that if you support President Trump and you're right, that you're the racist one. That's not true. These are the racist people right here. Look at them.
The illegal president.
Nothing of value.
Was or conceive of being in the White House. Illegal.
How? Flaunts how is he illegal? How is he illegal?
He flaunts the law.
How?
He's not complying
explain
with Congress,
how?
Which is oversight, constitutional possibility.
What is, you have to do something wrong, right?
He did something
what,
wrong.
What did he do wrong? What did he do to break the law?
With other countries.
What did he do?
Tried to ruin our country by dealing with other countries.
Really? You're bringing illegals to our country. And you're talking about that.
Are you a f***ing idiot? Must be retarded.
Must go.
Trump is your president.
Must go.
Trump is your president.
Must go.
Trump is your president. Trump is your president. Thank God we have President Trump. President Trump has done more for black people than any Democrat has in the last 60 years. See, what it is? They weren't expecting a black man that think for himself to show up to one of these crazy anti-Trump, anti-American, anti-police, anti-ICE, anti-God rallies.
Trump,
2020. 2020. 2020. For what? For what? For what? I mean, for what? For what? I mean, seriously, Trump ain't done anything wrong. Trump is your president! Trump is your president! Trump is your president! Trump is your president!
If Trump not your president, then you're an illegal resident. That's all y'all white liberals do. That's what you liberals been doing. You've been doing it ever since LBJ said that he'll have every N-word voting Democrat. And y'all still doing it. And y'all don't even realize how dumbed down y'all are. How infested with Satan y'all are. Y'all don't even realize that y'all been turned over to a reprobate mind. I'm losing my voice. Trump 2020! Lock him up for what? You have to commit a crime. For helping black people? Y'all want to lock him up for helping black people? Seriously? Y'all want to lock him up for helping black people? Y'all want to lock him up for helping Latinos? Y'all want to lock him up for helping Asians? Y'all want to lock him up for that reason? Think about what y'all saying.
He's killing the fucking planet.
How is he killing the planet? I'm all ears. How is he killing the planet?
By doing jack shit.
Danger. What do you want him to do?
I mean,
okay, but how's he killing the planet? You make a statement. I'm all ears. How's he killing the planet?
The ice cap. Melting,
huh?
The ice cap is melting. It's
going to
be gone in 5 years.
So, with us having an abundant amount of polar bears, where are they, what ice caps are they sitting on here?
The ice caps control the weather patterns of the world.
Okay, so
and if the weather patterns of the world go out of control.
Where are all the polar bears sitting? Where are all the polar bears living? Are they in Florida?
I'm just asking stupid.
No, it's a valid question. You said the ice caps are going away, so where are all polar bears hanging out at? Florida? Are they in the Palm Beach?
They're hanging out in the garbage.
Seriously? See, that's exactly it. That's exactly my point.
Come on, don't do that. I'm not doing your face, so don't do that.
Don't do that. Don't be in between mine. Don't do that. Look at that. For what? For what? Go to jail for what?
Crime.
What crime? What crime? What crime? What crime? Name one crime. Stop telling me about your feelings. Tell me the crime.
Ignorance. Abortion is health care. You are ignorant. You do not understand science.
You're saying it's not good health care? Are you saying it's good health care? It's not good health care.
Yes, it is.
You're saying abortion is good health care?
You do not understand science.
Oh, because I say abortion is not good health care. I don't understand science. How ignorant is that? Really? You wake up thinking like that every day? Really? Really? They help black people, and then all of a sudden you white liberals start calling them racist. Think about that.
You are a concentration camp supporter.
That's what it is. And this dude, this was the
concentration.
He don't want to leave the plantation. Thank you for your service. Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Hey, make sure nobody obstructs your freedom of movement.
Thank you, sir. Oh, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Thank you.
Speech, man. Right to assemble.
The blue right there. Look at that.
Right there.
Right there.
Police, right over there.
You know what? I had this black dude told me, he said, man, you need to watch out for them because they're going to shoot you. And I said, you know what? Every experience that I've had with police officers has been completely positive. You guys don't wake up thinking about who's going to shoot.
Right.
I guarantee it. I've never been a police officer. I guarantee that you wake up, man, am I going to have to deal with an idiot today? I'm willing to bet that's one of the first things on your mind. Can I go home to my family? But these people out here, these anti-American people, they want to remove ICE. They want to remove the police department. They want lawlessness all across the country.
Right.
It's sickening. And they don't like someone like me standing up here saying it. Oh, I'm supposed to be on that plantation. Don't say nothing. Yeah. You shut up, black man.
All right, bro.
Hey, thank you.
Hope
you
do that. Do not touch me.
Okay. You can't block me from walking on the street. I'm a free black man. I get to walk where I want to on the street. You white liberals can't stop me from going someplace. You always constantly do that. Don't block me from walking on a public sidewalk.
You
can't block me from walking on a public sidewalk. Don't get in front of me.
Touch me.
I didn't touch you.
Ow!
Ow!
You were pushing.
Ow! Ow! Ow!